Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back to the next episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books we would like to recommend.
And here with us today, we actually have another repeat visitor. We have Chasley Dodson, our children's librarian, and she is going to talk to us about a grown-up book.
Grown-up books, yay! I'm here to talk to you about murder. The first book in this series by Louise Penny is called Still Life. There are 13 books in this series. The most recent one came out just a few months ago, so it's a current thing. It's murder mysteries starring Chief Inspector Armand Gamache. And I am not going to tell you anything about the plot. It's a well-done murder mystery. You're not going to be disappointed. You will be pleasantly surprised. But that's not really the appeal of these books. But anyway, it is set in Quebec. So you have this unique culture, this luxurious pace of life where you have these cafes and they describe the food everybody eats and it's just so nice. It's almost a bubble bath book except for people getting killed. There are these beautiful forests and it's idyllic, but honestly, I would read it if it was set in a garbage dump because of the main character, and that is why I read. It's not setting. I don't care usually about that. I am a character reader. Chief Inspector Armand Gamache, he is no Sherlock Holmes archetype. He's intuitive and he's brilliant, but he is also this very personable and kind person. He's very well educated, and that comes through in the book. And so if you like to read about, you know, smartish people who are not like mean about it, then you're definitely gonna like that.
I prefer the mean ones.
Right, yeah. Well, that's true. Some people do. You may want to stay away from the series then. I think there's so much of that, the Sherlock Holmes kind of persona when it comes to detectives and crime stories and things like that. Mm-hmm. But Armand Gamache is not the kind of person who would look at your shoes and look and see, like, there's a red clay. When were you last in North Carolina? It's not that kind of thing. He believes that any murder that happens began years ago. And so when he investigates, he's looking into the relationships and the emotions and things that have been building up for a long time. And that's where he thinks that all these murders come from. The delightful part of that is that he will investigate this, and you, as the reader, get to know all of these people through his perspective. And his perspective is just very generous and kind. And I think that just, it makes for such a, just a lovely book, really.
But wouldn't that make the impact of the murders and the violence itself be so much more difficult to take?
You know what? It is, but they don't really linger on the details of the murder itself as much because of his perspective. And so, yeah, by the end of it, you feel really sympathetic for this person that often you haven't met until you've seen their dead body in the show. I mean, in the book. So you do get that sympathy, and you get the sympathy for the murderer, but at the same time, it just makes for such an engaging story. There's a lot of characters and a lot of good characters. And so when you get down to it, you're glad that the person is caught. You feel sympathy for the reasons that they committed the crime, but you're also just so in love with everything that is happening. Mm-hmm. You just end the book feeling good anyway.
Now, how big is the town that it's set in if they're on book 13?
If they're on book 13, it is a very small town. It is the kind of place that you would love to live, except for all the people getting murdered. It's just really beautiful. So sometimes it's outsiders who are visiting. It's sort of they have tourist things there, and so people come from outside. A couple of the books have been set outside of the town, but have involved the townspeople coming from the town to where they were. And one of them takes place completely somewhere else. Anyway, two books cover the same murder. I will tell you, there is nothing I don't love about this series. Two books cover the same murder when they realize at the beginning, they realize at the end of the first book about the murder that they may have caught the wrong guy and put him in prison.
Oh my goodness.
And so they revisit the crime.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yes. You don't often get a mystery book that ends with, oops, we were wrong.
Yes. Yeah. And that happens. And so, oh my gosh. Yes. I just love it.
Okay, so is there any specific person you would recommend this for other than just a mystery reader?
I would recommend it for anyone who likes anything that's atmospheric and sensory. Like I said, they talk about the food in the bistro, and it will make you hungry, and it will make you want, like, better food. Like, you're not going to read this book and, like, want to go to McDonald's. You're going to read this book and want to go to Quebec, and it is just, it's fantastic.
So it's an expensive book.
It is an expensive book.
I'm getting the sense that it's low on the grit and violence and language. message. So is it something that's safe to recommend to people that want a safer read?
Yes, I would definitely say so. There is no sex, a little swearing, but it's mostly done in good humor, if that makes a difference. And it's low on the violence. Yes, people get murdered, but we don't really linger on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so now we're going to get to our game show round, where we are going to play some wonderful game show music, which will come now. That was great. Okay, so
I should have said something in French.
C'est bon.
C'est magnifique.
C'est magnifique. Okay, so next we're going to get to casting our main character. So, Chasley, do you have cast members picked out?
I am really bad at this.
Oh, that's okay.
Have you heard of the actor Jean Reno? He's in a lot of movies. You have. Good. Okay. He's in Godzilla and The Professionals, which The Professionals, I think, is pretty recent. Mm-hmm. I know him best from the Meg Ryan film French Kiss, where he's the investigator. Yeah. So he's the investigator. And just his whole, like, persona, where he seems this, like, kind of mild-mannered professor type, but he's also this investigator and smart. I think he would make an amazing Armand Gamache.
Okay. Do you have anything for anyone else, or is he kind of like the main point in the?
Okay,
the
so there are lots of other characters. Okay. they're not good.
Yeah,
he's the centerpiece.
Okay. Casting a series, all you need is the main character,
right? Yeah. Luckily, this will never be my job, is to cast a movie, and so I'm really glad that other people do that.
Okay, so now we're gonna get to our rapid fire round, where we're gonna ask you 5 questions, and we ask for short answers, please. Leslie?
What is one element from the book that you would like to bring into your own life?
The bistro, where they serve the amazing food.
Excuse me, could we just import that? What is an alternative title that you would give this book?
I would say The Murdered Artist's Secret. It's a little bit more titillating than the real title. It might work.
Yeah.
What kind of house does the main character live in?
Okay, so I don't know. He does not live in Three Pines, where all the murders take place. Yes, and
he's
so he's the head of homicide for, like, the whole province.
Oh,
and
wow.
So he keeps getting pulled into these small town murders, but he doesn't live there. I think maybe once or twice we've seen him in his house, and so I picture it with lots of books, and that is all I can remember.
Well, that's good. That's a good descriptor. Okay, so if this book had a soundtrack, what kind of music would it be?
Like French cafe music, maybe, to start with. That's not the question to ask me either. Mostly I listen to Twinkle Twinkle, so.
French Twinkle Twinkle.
Are there ever any romantic subplots?
Okay, so not very many, which I find fascinating, because when can you find a book now that does not have romantic subplots?
Yes.
Most of the characters are married or involved in long-term relationships.
Or dead.
Or dead. So you get kind of that, like, relational, like, the commitment kind of love that happens. And so, but very little of the whole, like, first love thing happening. Though, I will give you the caveat, I'm only on book 7. I've devoured them because I can't spend enough time with Armand Gamache. But that's only 7 of 13. So who knows what happens now?
Yes. So we could have a lady private investigator wander into.
Woo. Oh, he is married. Stay away.
Oh, I didn't know it. I haven't read the books. That's always how they do it in those murder mysteries.
That is true.
Or like James Patterson's characters that just have a different fling every book.
Yeah, James Bond. He read too much James Bond.
Oh, no. That's definitely not that kind of book.
Okay, so our last round, we are going to do a roll of the die, and then we will figure out which random sentence you are going to read.
Floor died.
Floor dies count. No, they don't.
All right, page 19, line 1. Joy, said Peter, at the very moment Clara said sorrow.
All righty, well, thank you so much for sharing a delightful book with us.
Yeah, I've heard so much about this book, so it's nice to hear someone actually go a little bit in depth about the series.
Thank you so much for having me on the podcast again. I appreciate it.
And it was nice, even though we did have murder and death in this book, that it doesn't really sound that
ghastly. Yeah, there's definitely a theme with our librarians.
We like dark books, but this is not one. This is great and light and will just make you want to eat wonderful food and take bubble baths.
All right, and stay tuned for next week, where we will present more books that you will want to check out.
Bye.